If somebody enters somebody else's property to steal a shor or set, he was dragging the behema from the reshus habalim, and the behema died before he got the behema out of the owner's property. The ganav would be puzzled from paying for the behema. As we saw in the previous mission, that meshicha is not kona in the reshus habalim, only habah is kona in the reshus habalim. And here he did only meshicha, and he never did get the animal out of the reshus habalim, so therefore he has no kinyan on the animal. And the ganav is only chayav once he made a kinyan on the thing that he's dealing. So therefore, the ganav in this case would be puzzled from paying for the animal. He biho, if the ganav picked up the behema in the reshus habalim, osa hotzio reshus habalim, or he did a meshicha and dragged the behema outside of the reshus habalim, the meis chayav. And only after he did a hakvah, or only after he did a meshicha out of the reshus habalim, did the animal die. In this case, the ganav would be chayav to pay for the animal. Nasno lebechoris b'no. If a ganav who stole a shor set, and before he took it out of the reshus habalim, he gave it to a kohen for his son that is a bechor, if he has to do pidna ben, he has to give 5 shlam to a kohen, and he gave this behema in lieu of the 5 shlam, or he owed somebody money and he gave the behema to his bachov, the shomer chinam, or he gave over the behema to somebody to watch. This person was watching it for free. Or the lashoa, he lent the behema to somebody, lenose sachar, he hired somebody to watch the behema, the lasocha, or he rented the behema out to somebody. Now the behema was still in the reshus habalim, the haya moshcho, and any one of these people that he gave over the behema to was doing a meshicha on the behema, and they never did get the behema out of the reshus habalim before the behema died. The ganav in this case would be patur from paying, as he never did do a kinyan on the behema, as before any one of these people got the behema out of the reshus habalim, the behema died. So since he didn't do a kinyan on it, he is not considered a ganav, and he is patur from paying the owner for the animal. Higbiho osha hotzio mershus habalim v'meid chayim. But if any one of these people that he gave the shor or the set over to did a hagbah in the reshus habalim, and hagbah is kona even in the reshus habalim, or one of these people dragged the behema out of the reshus habalim before the behema died, then in this case the balim would be chayim to pay for the animal, as he is considered a ganav, since one of the people that he gave over the animal to did do a kinyan on the animal, and now he is considered a ganav and is chayav to pay. Masechet Bava Kama Perachet Mishnah Zayin. Ein megadlin behema daka be'eretz Yisrael. It is also to raise small animals such as sheep in Eretz Yisrael. The reason why the Chama asks this is because small animals tend to go all over the place and eat plants that are growing. Plus, they tend to go into other people's property and eat stuff that is growing there also. Avo megadlin b'Surya uven midbaros sheba Eretz Yisrael. It would be mutter to raise behema daka in Surya. Surya is an area that David HaMelech captured and annexed it to Eretz Yisrael. There got to be certain things the Rabbanan gave it a din of Eretz Yisrael. There got to be other things the Rabbanan did not want to give it a din of Eretz Yisrael. It would also be mutter to raise behema daka in the deserts of Eretz Yisrael. En megadlin tarnegolim b'Yerushalayim midpnei hakadshim. It is also to raise roosters in Yerushalayim, because it is very frequent to have kachim in Yerushalayim. The reason being that kachim kalim, such as shlemim, bechor, and meiser, is mutter to eat in the whole Yerushalayim, and roosters tend to play in the garbage, and they might drag something that's tame from the garbage, and then be metame the kachim. So therefore, it is also to raise tarnagom in Yerushalayim, below corn and Eretz Yisrael, mipnei ataros. Kohanim cannot raise roosters in the whole of Eretz Yisrael because of taros, which is that Kohanim eat truma, which must be eaten the taros, so therefore they cannot raise roosters for the reason that we said they might draft something as tame and bimatame the truma. Ein megadlin chazirim b'chol makom. It is also to raise pigs anywhere. The reason why the Rabbanim made this there is because of a maisa shahaya in the times of the Malchi Chashmonai. Two of the Malchi Chashmonai were fighting one against the other. One of them had a siege on in Yerushalayim. There were no behemoths to bring a tumid, and they used to send behemoths for the tumid from outside of Yerushalayim. And one time, instead of sending a kevet, they sent a chazir, and people were very shaken up by this. this was a big design, and from then on, the Chachamim said that it is usher to raise pigs. Lo yigada adam et hakelev elim kein hayakasher bishashash. It is usher to raise a dog unless it is tied to a chain. We are referring here to a kelev ra that goes around biting people, so it is usher to have it unless you tie it up. In person nishbin layonim, you cannot set up trap to catch birds. Elim kein hayarachay min hayishav shloishim ris, unless you put the trap far away from the yishav, from where people live, 30 ris, which is about 4 mil, which is close to 8,000 amos. If you put it that far away from the yishav, it would be mutter to set trap. As the reason being is that if you set the trap closer than that to the yishav, you might catch birds that belong to the people that live there, so therefore you have to set it up far away from the yishav.